kitchen in the house in the winter. And that, never since I can remember did people have an outside kitchen. But certainly back in Civil War days they did. I'd say that went out probably in the 70s or something like that, 70s or 80s.
Let's see, what would you call, is there a general term that you would use for a lot of worthless articles that you'd say, oh, that's just...
Rubbish or trash.
And there was a man who used to come around and pick up things like this, and you called him some kind of man.
Well, now, we used to speak of the trash man coming, who drove the trash wagon for the damn of trucks and everything. Now, we never did have anybody who came around and bought up rummage or anything like that. Might have in some areas.
Well, the word that I'm really looking for is also used now to speak to as a slang term for a drug addict.
Well, I think I was pushing. That's what it says, isn't it?
It's on the other side.
I can't think of the word you want.
No, how about junk?
Yes, yes. Now, that's a common word with us. I think of it more in connection with metallic stuff. If you had some old, I don't know. I guess you'd sell anything for junk. I couldn't think what you were getting at, honey. Now, when we were children, there was a man we knew, a good friend of ours, who had a junk shop. That was his business. And he would take anything, you know.
What would you call a place in your house where you stored your junk?
Let's see. If you have a basement, you have a storeroom or something. Of course, what's the term you use today? Utility room. That's a new term. You just call it that.
What would you call the object that you use, not an electrical object, but a hand-pushed object that you use to sweep the floor?
Carpet sweeper. People used to have carpet sweepers.
But before that even, a more primitive object.
Well, of course, broom. You're just thinking of the term broom.
If you would imagine for just a minute that I had a broom in my hand, and I took it and put it here, then I said, where's the broom?
What did I just say, back of the door?
That's fine. Do you need to answer your phone?
And my sister will, I guess.
Better see you. Rather I would.
Anybody like that?
Ages do they have at Dairy Academy?
We had from the 9th through the 12th, just senior high. Well, in some places, yeah, I believe 6th, 7th, and 8th is junior high, most places. So what ours is 4 years of senior high. That's all we
have. All boys and girls?
No, just boys.
Just boys.
They talked about making it co-ed this year, but they said they would if they had as many as 50 applicants. Well, they didn't have quite that many. I think they thought it wouldn't be too good to have too small a number of girls and a large number of boys. But we'll probably be co-ed next year. And I hope we will. Oh, pardon me. I've taught all girls, I've taught all boys, and I've taught them together, so it doesn't matter.
You've had them in all
ways. All ways, yeah. All different ways.
Oh, I think you've
again, yep, they have. Just fascinating. It wasn't so much about it, except the islands and area around it. One of Victoria Hope's, her last book, and it really was just fascinating to me because the ship would stop and they'd go ashore and I could just see us going ashore in Quito, Ecuador, and everywhere, you know.
Oh, do you think that that Australia now is where all the potential is?
Well, I expect it is what this country was in the 1800s, don't you? So much undeveloped. They say it's just beautiful, just beautiful. Well, we better get to our cards, huh?
I hate to keep taking up.
We'll visit the rest of the afternoon, won't we,
sweet?
I know it good.
Did you go to the concert last night?
No, but my sister did. She said it was just wonderful.
I thought you might be involved in
that. For a number of years, I helped sell tickets to it, but I haven't done it in the last few years.
I'm very music-minded.
I just did it because I was civic-minded.
Oh, I gather this organization is something like the Atlanta Music Group.
It is. It is. Something like that. They've